did our first big family vacation. Well, I should clarify, we went to Disney. Now, if you haven't been to Disney as an adult, just imagine you're standing in line at the DMV, and that's it. Actually, it was Orlando in July, so it was kind of like standing in line on the surface of the sun. Why would we do this to ourselves? Remember when you were a kid and you'd go on vacation, you'd be like, why is Dad always in a bad mood? Now I understand. How can I spend an enormous amount of money, be uncomfortable, and listen to my children complain and whine? Disney. Oh, good. I did figure out what makes Disney truly magical, though. You can walk around sweating your ass off for 12 hours and still gain weight. I know it's 110 out here, but these fries taste great. We eat, you know, because we want to have a good time. Really, that's all a vacation is. Just us eating in a place we've never been. Well, why don't we eat something, then we'll go and get something to eat. And we'll see that thing we're supposed to see. They probably got a snack bar there, right? After that, we should probably get something to eat, though. Then we'll eat something. Because, you know, there's pressure to have fun on your vacation, right? But at Disney, it's like a desperation. You see it on the faces of parents. They're like, oh, this was an enormous mistake. I hope you're having fun. It was either this or send you to college. I stood in line for an hour and 15 minutes for the Dumbo ride. After a minute, I was like, I'm the Dumbo. I'm waiting to see myself. At the end of the line, there's just gonna be a mirror and some guy going, Dumbo. Some of those rides at Disney, they make you realize how far we've come with amusement parks. Like, I was on that ride, It's a Small World. I was like, wow, there was a time when people found this entertaining? You could be on acid, you're like, I'm not getting anything here. I think I'll go back to staring at my hand. Yeah, that's better. If only I had two of these. Because a lot of those rides at Disney, they were developed in the 70s. There was no competition. They were making up rides. It was just some guy going, all right, how about a bumper car goes into a dark room and there's a picture of Winnie the Pooh. People stand in line for an hour for that, right? Ooh, here I got another one. What if we hollow out a log and throw them over a waterfall? We got their money. What are they going to do? I have to admit, my favorite ride was the air-conditioned bus back to the airport. Ooh, well worth the wait.
Hey, if you don't like Disney, well, then why would you go?
I went because I love my children, you know. Now, there are adults without children that go to Disney, and they're called weirdos. Very nice people, absolutely crazy. Even the Comic-Con people are like, yeah, they're a little frightening. I mean, I got a Batman living room, but these people are scary.
But you're a nerd too, Jim.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hello, listeners. Stop packing your winter parka and camping gear to wait in week-long lines for door-busting deals. Amazon.com will be providing the best discounts everywhere this holiday season, including Black Friday deals other stores are planning. These limited supply deals will go quickly, but you have a trick others don't. You don't even have to search. Just click on the More Like Radio Amazon link as you listen to our shows, so you can skip the long lines and still save a bundle as you continue to sit on your ass. Be a hero this Christmas. Click the More Like Radio Amazon banner and save time and money.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce. I've never put gum into my vagina to know if saliva works differently than
stomach.
Oh, I spell an experiment.
Right. But if we're going to make it a fair experiment, we're going to need to get we'll need to get several different types, like the ones that get hard really fast and the ones that you could chew for a long time.
Here we go. You know what? Okay, all three of us, let's do something different. Like you, Sherry, Mitch, you guys do one type. Me and Kelly will do another type, and then you guys do another type.
Fine, but I call Bubblicious.
Oh, Bubblicious.
I go with bubble tape.
Bubble tape?
Somebody has
crap, what are you, Amish?
Dude, how great was bubble tape?
Oh, it was fucking the shit, though. I agree.
It was the shit.
I don't want to put Big Red up there. That feels like a little
spicy. Right? Sherry, that's what I'm giving her.
Because that kind of burns your mouth a little bit.
Big Red is already what Mitch calls his penis.
Check out Dutch Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Weird hearing that intro song with mono.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce, Far and Away edition. Let's see, it's December 10th, 2013. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Royce Dutch Van Lopez. Certain.
Maurice Sarkeesian. What is this?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, it's a transsexual orchestra, you idiot.
They more just like played Trans-Siquirian Orchestra.
Ah, fucking nailed it.
That's Mitch Heil.
Hi.
And
is Joe on the line?
We have the Cousin Joe experience. I don't know if it's really Joe or one of his knockoff fans.
I'm pretty sure I'm just a person and not an experience.
Whoa, we got the real deal?
No, you're an experience. We got to get the full effect of Joe every time he's on.
Yeah.
Okay, hi.
No, it's Cousin Joe and the experience. That's what he calls his penis.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, our number is 954-573-2780, or you can follow all of us on Twitter, obviously. Just Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H. Juice Marie, Chim Heil, and Joe. What's yours again? Cousin Joe Show?
At Joe Coletta.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is there a Cousin Joe Show as well?
There is, but I never use it because I don't feel like tweeting the same thing from two accounts. I feel silly.
Yeah.
So I just got that Cousin Joe Show account so some twat couldn't get it and tweet nasty things about me.
So follow all of us on Twitter, or if you want to catch the live show and check out the live visual video element that we all have, go to morelikeradio.com, hit the live tab, and join in the chat room and all that kind of fun stuff.
That's right.
Sorry, they're saying they're having sound issues via Ustream. I'm trying to figure it out. So keep talking. Don't worry about it. Don't mind me.
I'll figure
it's
really
also,
weird
it's the stream. Actually just the stream itself. I listen to it and it sounds really weird.
So does Ustream sound okay?
It's your output.
Well, I need to know what the problem is. I'll fix it if you tell me, guys. I'm nervous.
Do you have the same output for both the stream and Ustream?
I know how to do it, stupid. All I'm asking is...
Both Ustream as well.
Okay, cool. That's all I need to know. Fucking relax.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What was?
Well, in the meantime...
Hi.
Jerks.
I'm here, too.
Jerks.
By the way, real quick, what's going on in Ukraine? I guess, like, there's a coup and, like, they have, like, a police killing people. I just saw like a breaking news thing. I guess there was like a protest in Ukraine.
The same as a coup d'etat.
And I guess they had just the brute squad come
breaking
in.
Breaking news.
There must be a lot of bad birds over there if they got a bird squad.
Thank you, producer Mitch, for just mouthing it. Police move on protest.
Time out. Why doesn't Mitch have that button if I don't have it ready to go?
I don't know why I don't have it.
How many times you do have to do this with your mouth?
Dutch
is giving
everyone a talking to tonight. God.
He does it that
way. I do with my mouth, though.
He does it that way because it's adorable. That is why.
I hired you on to be another one of me for this show, so I didn't have to be me and actually have buttons pulled up.
Yeah, but you can't fire him.
Are you ready? You reading the story? Go ahead.
Police move on protest camp in Ukraine capital.
What?
Police tried. So excited.
Wrong button.
Police tried to dismantle barricades surrounding camp in Kiev, but they were met with resistance by protesters.
Read it not like that. I would like to hear Greta's take on this.
Okay. hundreds of police started storming a protest camp in the central square of Ukrainian capital on Tuesday, clashing with the demonstrators as they tried to dismantle barricades. Protesters.
Why were they protesting, Greta?
Because they're in Ukraine and they ran out of red cabbage.
Oh, wow.
Yes. It's terrible. It's wintertime. It's very cold. But that's all I know.
What's the actual reason, though?
Let me read on. As you know, we just read teleprompters. Protesters shouted, "Shame! We will stand!" and sang the Ukrainian national anthem. The police tried to dismantle barricades surrounding the camps at Independence Squares, but then moved after resistance from protesters. The police took up positions on the perimeters of the camp, then began clashing with... I'm bored. This is boring. Real news is stupid.
So basically, they're killing people over there or something like that? Or are just beating them up?
Cracking down on protesters like they always do over there.
They're just not happy with their president, Yanukovych, or something. I don't know.
Why are we trying to speculate here? Fucking Dennis is Ukrainian. Like, he would have the lowdown. Call in. Denny, you're listening. I know
he's
you
He's never going to call in.
Yes, he is. He's very good in the air. I just want to hear what... He has to know what's going on, right?
Well, because he's Ukrainian, he has to know what's going on in Ukraine. That's racist.
It's an agreement. What it is,
apparently his stream stopped.
There's some sort of European.
I know,
Union
Dutch.
Agreement.
Just keep going for the podcast. I'll fix it as we go, as I said earlier.
Oh my goodness, I'm uncomfortable.
Sorry, I'm just reading.
Oh, I know you are, and it's fucking great, but I'm trying, and I can't do anything. Oh, thanks, Dutch. It's not working, really. Thanks. I wasn't reading the chat with everyone else.
I just didn't know if you were aware.
No, I only said it on air. You're right. I wasn't aware.
I didn't know it was off.
No, you're right.
I thought it was just
sounding
weird.
You're right. It's my fault. I'm sorry. There, now we're connected. Everyone should be happy.
I'm not happy.
Oh, whatever.
Oh. I'm sad.
Anyway.
Christ. All right. Let's get back. Are they listening to us now?
Yes, they're listening to us now. The video I'll fix later, but just listen to the stream. Stupid.
Okay. And listen to your heart.
Because he's calling for you.
Man, I'm so heated right now.
You want to take a lap?
So, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll be right back.
Take a lap. You can take a lap.
Right,
we're going to talk about Ukraine.
All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah, he's going to... Royce is going to take a lap.
Two laps. I'll be right back.
All right. He's going to...
Who's timing me?
Oh, my God. All of these news articles about this protest are so long. I get through the first three paragraphs and I'm bored and they haven't gotten to why people are protesting. It's just something about barricades. I don't know. If only somebody could tell me in a short 1 minute video.
From what I'm seeing is there's
we're so spoiled
fucking thing.
I am so ADD riddled. I can't read real news.
I really thought you were just hinting that someone had a video ready to play. Now I'm disappointed. We don't?
No, I don't have a video.
Oh.
Sorry, Joe.
Okay.
You want to make it up?
Some sort of agreement that Ukraine to
Oh Mitchell summarize. Yay.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes, do that.
It's some sort of agreement between Ukraine and the European Union to get Ukraine more westernized, and their president is some old asshole that doesn't want to do that and wants to leave them in the fourth century or something.
Now, hold on. What is Ukraine?
The Ukraine is basically Russia Junior.
Dennis has to call in. Dennis, you got to call in, buddy. This is your home country. We need to. I don't know what's going on here.
You know it's not going to happen, Dutch.
It won't.
Oh, it will. It has
Quit
to.
Quit wasting
on, Denny.
Your breath because he refuses.
Okay, then type it in the chat room. Do something.
He's listening.
He says hey. He loves Vidoe.
That is what he said.
He did say that.
That is exactly what he said. So anyways, there's a protest, and Dennis doesn't care about his own people. So there you go.
You're a terrible
Ukrainian. Well, to be fair, would you care if a bunch of Americans were protesting about something stupid?
I care greatly.
Like Occupy Wall Street? Did you care about them?
That wasn't stupid,
That's
Mitch.
Basically
that was
what this is.
The big banks, and I think it was called the 1%. That was, you know, that was for a good cause.
I thought they were talking about milk.
No, that's skim.
Such a
that's,
fucking that's... idiot.
Oh, my God. All this time. I kept giving them more milk, and you're they just kept refusing.
You're such a fucking moron.
I was wondering how that whole Occupy thing ended. It was all Marie's milk.
Oh, my God. This long, and that's the first time I've heard a milk joke related to the fucking Occupy Wall Street 1% thing. That's funny.
It's very funny.
I've really never heard that. That's Marie's very funny.
I cannot.
If people don't know.
I will for whatever agree. Reason, Royce is annoyed, but we're all laughing.
No. I will agree. That I mad props, as the young youth say. No, I have not heard a milk joke. And you know what? It might be a little corny, but it was a good joke. I'll give you credit. I'm not even mad anymore. That's a good joke. I'm not even mad anymore.
That's the key word.
Well, anymore. I mean,
I'm always mad.
Yeah,
Dennis
says
that
Ukraine is divided on whether to side with Russia or with the West. That's pretty much it.
Well, it just depends on how many gays are in Ukraine.
Ukraine is Russia. I'm so confused.
No, they're different
countries. Part of the former Soviet Union, Joe.
Oh, okay.
So we just have to figure out how many gays are in Ukraine, and that will decide whether they should side with Russia or America.
I'm pleading with Dennis. Please. I want some insight in Ukraine. We're not going to trash. Well, I won't personally trash you. I can't speak for the other.
I won't either to a certain extent. But
I just actually want some information about this because this broke over the last like 4 hours. So,
and I agree, Dutch, but I'm sorry. We will not be calling in.
It's probably because of the lizard people. It's just my guess.
I don't
see
like
the thing is Dennis has a irrational fear of telephones because he was beaten with one as a child.
That
really
makes sense.
And it's Russia, so that was pretty big fucking phone.
Yeah, they had the rotary telephones. Yeah. These things are made of fucking steel.
No, that was
it makes sense. That every time I call him, you know, it's like hello. Whereas I'll text him and he'll have like a full page back to me like within 30 seconds. So.
Exactly. Now you understand.
In person, he's very nice and talkative. I don't know what it is about the phone.
I think it's on the air. The second the mics come on, he freezes.
Well, something about radio waves and stealing your soul. I'm not sure what they believe in, but...
They believe in soul stealing. What's so hard to understand?
Okay, makes sense now.
Just explained it yourself.
I mean, yeah, this isn't any deeper than that.
Pretty simple.
It's very simple.
Straightforward.
Photographs steal your soul. I mean, what else do you want?
No,
well,
phones.
That's what the Amish
no,
think, right?
No, and also phones and photographs.
Wait, are Ukrainians all Amish?
I mean, what's the difference? You know what? Ukrainians are Amish, just they're forced to be. They don't choose it.
You know, right. We should make up more false facts about Ukraine until Dennis really gets mad at us.
Yeah, seriously.
Because he can't yell back. Because he can't use a phone.
By the way, this is correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis, but if you're not going to call him, I'm going to say it. I heard everyone from the Ukraine is a child molester. Everyone. Every single one.
I've also heard
Let's
that
see what
fact.
Google says.
It's amazing that they reproduce.
Everyone.
It's amazing they reproduce.
A child molester. Let's see what this comes up. Blah, blah, blah.
I heard that most Ukrainians only
Long
grow...
Long story short, yes, you are correct.
Only
wow.
grow hair on their heads, but also on their love handles.
Really?
Really weird. I don't know why Ukrainians do that.
Weird. Weird, because Dennis is... I don't know about Dennis's love handles because he didn't show them to me, but he is balding a little bit.
It's like a temperature thing, I think. Like, because you know, in the Ukraine, it's. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis, but the Ukraine is located in the Arctic Circle. So if he's not going to correct me, we're just going to assume that's where it is.
I Arctic believe Circle. The hair on the love handles is actually evolution, mm-hmm. Because they drink so much.
Got it.
It was messing with their kidneys, mm-hmm. and hair just started growing down there.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you know what it is. It's just their body. Is their kidneys trying to escape their body? It pushes the hair out. These are facts. Ukraine
if
facts.
Kidneys are exposed to air for too long. It will actually turn into hair.
Not many people know that. I watch House, so I know that. But right. like other people that don't watch medical documentaries, like me, don't know that.
I didn't know it was a documentary.
Well, it is right. It's about this doc. It's on Discovery Channel, right? The doctor that has a limp. It's a pretty good show.
Okay. By the way, did we mention at the top of the show that the reason why Joe's on is because we have a very special guest? Okay, we did. All right.
Yes. And the not only – well, look, I'm very excited. We have Coco Beware, WWE legend. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong Coco. We have
– Coco Chanel.
Careful.
We have – what was that? I didn't hear you, Joe.
Hot Coco.
Hot Coco's delicious. We have – Marie, can you actually do – can you give the – the what's up with who we have? Because, you know, I say...
Give us the 411.
We have Coco Brown.
Ugh.
All right. And she is porn star...
Slash astronaut.
No, not slash. Dumbass. She's not a guitar
ampersand?
Player.
Guns N' Roses.
She's
porn star ampersand?
Me and Joe made the exact same joke. Listen, we're very excited because not many people can go from the porn industry and make a straight career right into... astronautism. What do you call someone?
Astronautical.
Aeronautics.
Aeronautical.
Astronaut?
A space person. Whatever it is, it's a very big leap.
A space person.
We know what, dude.
Sex.
Now I know how we're going to do this interview.
Okay. So we're excited because...
Oh my gosh, she's taking it right in her asshole.
Okay. You know...
Well, she is Coco Brown.
No.
I'm just looking at a video of her right now.
He's looking up his Ancestry.com thing. It's not
apparently,
even...
Apparently, I guess... Does she also go by Honey Love? Is that another...
Yeah, that was her original porn name.
Ah! Okay.
Wow.
News of
I did the fly background research.
About this interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're ready.
That's a huge dick she's sucking.
Okay. Let me try to prep you guys for this interview. Let's try to focus more on the astronaut.
See what her pussy looks like.
Okay.
She also has a song out.
Let's listen to that before she gets on.
I don't know if. I mean, maybe what we should do is.
Wait, she has a song for We Listen to Better Music Than You?
We Listen to Better Music Than You. This is a prep to the interview we're about to have.
Oh, I see. This is your
on the air
prep. Song.
Dutch and Royce, we do our prep on air.
Exactly. Royce, could you pull it up? I want to hear it real quick.
Fine.
Why is it? It's like a chore that to do or a show.
No,
it's not a chore. It's not like he doesn't want to do it. He's just still mad at you for.
No. It's not what. Look, I'll be honest.
That's all it is.
I'm in Carolina. I'm not running things.
I am upset. I'm not upset with that.
No, we know.
I'm upset because I don't want all this goodness to come out all at once, and now you guys are rushing it, and I'm really mad.
They're Ukrainian-ing it.
Okay. So Coco Brown, the official song is called "Make Me Nut." Make me nut.
That means come.
She's AKA Miss No Tonsils.
Yeah. Bitch, it's me, Coco B. Fuck what you heard, I give what you need. Spread my ass, bite my cheek. Get ready for me, cause I'm coming for the team.
Remember when I said I fucked the football team? And I meant what the fuck I mean. Is now a good time to talk to you about the Lord Jesus Christ?
You know, I don't know if I appreciate her salty language.
Okay, listen. That's
I'm Bob. You guys can't see me, but I'm bobbing my head right now. I'm into this. I'm digging it.
You guys, okay, look.
Tune's catchy.
You're not focusing. You're not focusing on the right thing here.
What's the right thing?
The astronaut part. She can go to space. Have you been to space?
You've never been?
All right. Well, fine. You guys have been to space. I've never been. So to me, I've never been in an orgy. I guess that's a pretty cool thing, too.
Yeah, but, cool. Everyone's having sex with everyone.
I feel space is cleaner.
At the same time.
I feel space is cleaner.
It's very erotic.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Space orgies are even better.
Guys, let's look. Why don't we ask Mrs. What's is
Mrs.
Miss?
Doubtfire?
No, Miss. What's your
Robin Williams.
Robin Thicke.
No, Miss Brown.
Hey.
Ask
Ms. Brown.
Miss Jackson.
Oh, wait, Ms. Brown. Does that mean that she has 8 kids but no husband?
Actually, it's.
Bitch!
It's just.
What should we ask Coco Brown?
Oh, everything.
I already have a page of questions because I've done my research and I can't.
What's your favorite cereal? Cocoa
Pops? That's not on my list, Mitch.
Or Count Chocula.
See. Oh, boy.
It could be Cocoa Krispies.
I love how Joe does prep for our interviews.
Prep's one word.
Masturbating's another.
Are you jerk off to her?
Oh, yeah.
There's a few black porn stars that I like.
Oh, yeah.
She's not my...
Yeah.
She, not your cup of tea?
That was a very strong yeah, Joe.
No, there's nothing wrong. Hold on. That's okay. People can have different tastes. Like, Dutch, like, what do you like? Like, what's your kind of porn star? I understand what Dutch is saying. That's not an
insult.
Who did
I jerk off to earlier this afternoon? Yeah. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, like, who did you jerk off to earlier this afternoon?
Dial.
Who?
From the 90s.
Now I gotta Google that.
I think I know. You went old school, bro.
I went back to when I first started jerking off. That's always
Jesus
the best,
Christ.
Too.
Christ.
Think about when you first started beating off. Marie, you can relate to all this.
Oh, yeah.
The first porn you got into, Nikki Dial was like, you know, early to mid-90s with that weird, awful, fuzzy backlight they had.
Ooh,
she had those crazy eyes. I love Nikki Dial. Someone post a picture of her in the chat room.
That was your first porn. My first porn I jerked off was
that was
like
my first
early
porn,
80s.
She was...
Wait.
You didn't get your first porn from your dad? You didn't steal?
No.
Nikki Dial is in like Dial Soap?
Yeah. Yes. N-I-K-K-I, I think.
Yeah, obviously.
Is this the porn. Bitch?
Is this the bitch?
Did I put it in the chat?
Yeah, that's her. Yep.
That's a weird picture of her, though. There's a lot better pictures of her out there.
Oh.
You don't have to be that defensive, Dutch. She's hot.
No, she is hot, but I'm just saying that picture is weird. I've never even seen her look like that before. I can tell it's her. Didn't she die? Or who was the porn star from the 90s that like just died of like...
There was just
half
one.
Of them.
Half of them. There you go. That's her. Okay. Look at that. Look at that hair.
Oh, God damn it.
She brings you back, doesn't it?
She really should be dancing with Howard the Duck at the end of that movie. It's terrible hair.
Exactly. But dude, who didn't love fucking what's her face in that movie at the end of that? Like, especially when you were a kid. And she fucked the duck?
Yeah, okay. That was weird.
I think I missed that movie.
You didn't see Howard the Duck?
A girl fucked a duck?
Who's the girl in that? Marie, help me out here. She was in Space Camp.
The Mighty Ducks? I saw the Mighty Ducks.
No, Back to the Future. She was Marty's mom.
Oh, what the fuck? Caroline in the City.
No.
It is the same person.
What's the actress's name?
It's eight people with computers. No one's on IMDb at this
something
point.
Something Thompson. Like guessing. See, Leah Thompson. There it is. I was close. Yeah. Dancing all around it. Leah Thompson, dude. She was like the it girl for a while. And then she just stopped doing movies. What was the last thing? Hold on. Leah Thompson.
She was in CSI this year.
This year? you said this year.
One episode as a body on a gurney. Whoa. She did not age well.
At least she was in no way. She was in the TV series Switched at Birth.
I never saw that.
I've never heard of it.
What is that?
But she was in 52 episodes of it.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes for a show I've never seen, and I've seen a lot of TV. I'm
pretty
fat. Oh, it's
on ABC Family. No wonder I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty fat, so I've seen a lot of TV. So if I haven't seen it, that's a problem.
I guess she reprised her role as. Mrs. McFly in Family Guy.
Did she really?
Yeah.
I don't watch Family anymore. I've given up. It's just terrible.
It seems like a lot of people are. Apparently, the show has given up, but they keep getting paid, so they're like, fuck it, and they just phone it in now.
No, but I think I literally heard last show someone calling in, Seth MacFarlane doing a voice from his cell phone in a car while getting blown. Yeah, hey, I'm Peter, whatever. They fucking pay me. Oh, good episode, Seth. Really working hard. Now, why don't you stop hiding your homosexuality?
Is he gay? He's got to be gay, right?
No man does that many musicals. I'm sorry, but nobody does that many musical episodes and loves it.
You know, he just hasn't found the right woman to settle down with.
Well, you know, the right woman I would like to settle down
Neither
with.
Neither Liberace.
Coco Brown.
Coco Brown.
Yes.
Would you guys like to talk to her now? I believe she's ready. Let's add her.
I would love to.
All right. Oh, well,
you
should
have just called her and had her jump in the middle of her conversation.
Dutch,
oh, really?
It's okay. Everything's okay.
I can't tell you how many times I jerked off to Leah Michelle, or what's her name?
Leah Thompson.
Dude. Especially back in the day. Like, I guess she aged okay, sort of.
Now I got to look up the difference. I haven't seen her lately.
Yeah, well, just go to her IMDb and like it has like the previously and then now. She still looks like Leah Thompson, but I don't know. Something about it. Hey,
I posted a picture. She doesn't look bad with the black hair and the red dress. She looks pretty good, actually, for being
Coco
like
Brown,
50 years old.
Coco Brown, you're on the phone with us, right?
Hello?
Hi. What are your opinions on Leah Thompson?
Leah Thompson?
You remember her? She was Marty McFly's wife in Back to the Future.
I to the Future. I don't know what I think. She's great.
Okay, like, we were just reminiscing about her, and she used to be hot. She aged okay, I guess, but we're just talking about like 90 stars that were good looking. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Me, I'm 35.
Oh, okay, so this is right down your wheelhouse then.
Well, yeah, I've seen it before. I've seen a couple of them.
Yeah, so. So anyways, on the phone we have a legendary porn star, Coco Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we got in touch with at least your people got in touch with us because I guess you're doing something, or at least you offered to do something in space. You want to explain that for the listeners real quick?
Oh yeah, that is correct. Actually, I'm going to be flying into space in the year 2015, March, with a corporation called SXC out of the Netherlands.
Wow, yes. My people.
The Dutch? Nice. That's right.
Yes, I am Dutch, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, the company is actually in Amsterdam.
Does okay. this have anything to do with Back to the Future rules? Why did you pick 2015?
Oh, well, you know what? I didn't think about that. That's when they have it in there, right? Where he goes back to the future in number 2, 2015.
That's exactly right. Are you using some sort of hovercraft to get into the
I don't know.
You should
no, we're gonna no. We're actually we're just gonna have a normal spaceship. It's a normal space shuttle. I'm actually training to operate the whole thing.
Wait. You're operating machinery as well?
Absolutely. I'm training to become a real astronaut. I get my real astronaut wings when I do this. This is the reason why I have the training. It's not like a commercial flight, like with Richard Branson or with Virgin, what they're doing. These are commercial flights with between 4 and 6 people. What I'm doing is just myself. I am the co-pilot, and there is a pilot. There's only 2 people who are operating this shuttle.
So where in the flight does it start getting sexy, though?
Well, you know what? I guess I will have to make it as sexy as possible on my own. It's already sexy since I'm going.
That would be amazing, though. Could you imagine the first porn in space?
Well, you mean like a real porn?
Well, yeah, as opposed to a fake, horrible Cinemax porn on a late Thursday night where the guy's eating out the girl's belly button. Who wants to see that?
Like maybe I thought maybe like, you know, perhaps like a... You know, like a BJ movie or something may work, but actually a real hardcore porn, I don't really know if that would work.
Well, speaking of that, though, tell me if this is true, because I've heard different conflicting stories. Now, when they shoot softcore porn, are they on just a regular hardcore porn set and they just do a second take and they're still fucking, but they just kind of have to cover it up? Is that true?
I've never did softcore porn.
Okay, I've just heard from other porn stars and other
it
ones.
Does.
Had
She's
the
a
show.
Pro. She doesn't do that.
Well, I don't
shit.
Know. I'm just saying. I that's why I asked. I didn't know.
Okay.
So.
No, I never did that before.
Okay, so wait. Now, the deal is that you're actually becoming an astronaut. You're not actually going to be making a film of, you know, the first person to actually do a film in space.
No, she's not making Gravity Part 2, Dutch. Darling, where are you training?
Actually, I'm doing different types of training. My next training mission will be at the space station in Russia. I just did a mission at Cape Canaveral in NASA, and there's a couple other missions, of course, in the Netherlands.
Why do you have to travel to different places?
Well, because those are the different space stations are there.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. Were you upset when Obama cut the funding for NASA here?
Well,
you can't because it's Obama. I know.
Well, I don't really think about it like that because I live in Germany, so Obama doesn't really affect me.
Oh, wow, you live in Germany.
Yes.
But I have to, you know, because I can do the training missions in other places. For example, in France, there's also a space station there. There's also a space station in Ohio, but a lot of people don't know about this. And, you know, the one in Russia. So there are many different other ones just that people don't know.
Now, I have a question about when you get into outer space. Are you going to film some sort of music video? Because I hear you also rap.
No, I will not.
Oh, well, you should think about it. You still have 2 years. Think about it.
Well, I think I should have to preserve the oxygen, right?
I have a title for the video. You could call it Houston, We Have a Hand Job. Boom.
Print it.
I'm loving it.
That may, you know what? That may sell. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
Okay,
absolutely.
Now, What do you plan on filming once you get up there?
Just myself, all my beauty, and my beauty and my glory with the beautiful Earth behind me.
Oh.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm not trying to actually, I mean, I have to concentrate on this particular mission because if something goes wrong, then we're not coming home. Or if anything happens to the actual pilot, because I'm the co-pilot, I don't think I could be up there masturbating the whole time.
I've seen Apollo 13, and you're right. There's a lot of variables.
So what you're saying is you're going to be the sexier Chris Hadfield in space.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
You're going to be the sexier Chris Hadfield, the Canadian astronaut who was doing all that live stream shit from space?
Absolutely.
Well, do we have any sort of like science experiments that we're thinking about doing when we're up there? I don't know, maybe
sex related? Yes, masturbating in space, Marie. That's science.
But you have to have some sort of, you know, constant and variable, like, you know, what are we going to learn from this?
What am I going to learn from this going up in space? That it can actually be done. And, you know,
well, I think we learned that it can be done, you know, back in, I think, the 50s.
I know that it can be done and that, you know, of course, the best thing to do is just to read my book for when it comes out afterwards. Because, of course, I'm going to be writing my book on my adventures
in space.
Oh, you got to get one of those Seinfeld pens, you know, in space. Yeah.
The anti-gravity Seinfeld pen.
Yeah. How else are you going to write?
It's a space pen.
I missed that episode.
Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, so you're not actually going to be...
with you people.
Good.
I have a question real quick. I'm sorry. So let me get this straight. So you aren't actually shooting a scene in space?
No.
Well, you can't train two porn stars to go up in space. That's just silly.
Oh. In this economy...
Well, who else? Well, wait a minute. Which other porn star is going up in space?
None that we know of. There you go.
Not every porn star is equipped to be an astronaut.
Exactly. No, actually, probably not.
No, I'm sure of it. Actually.
And vice versa. Yeah.
And every astronaut cannot be a porn star. There you go.
So, by the way, not many people know this. Neil Armstrong also started off as a porn star. Armstrong's not his Christian name. That was his porn name. He just kept it.
Yeah.
No, I would have not.
Back in the day, it was Cockstrong, but he had to switch
it.
No,
that was his Christian name.
His first porn movie was actually the first Poon Walk. It's very similar, but it wasn't in a soundstage in Arizona.
It was one small jizz for man, one giant jizz for mankind.
So is that what you were doing up there? That's bad. You know what? I hope I see something then. Maybe, you know, there's still...
Me too. You know, and just so people can follow along at home, it's cocobrown.net, COCO, that right?
That is for my phone site if people want to get in contact with me. And
you do psychic readings.
Ah!
I have a question. I have another question. Will we be able to watch you live while it's happening, or do we have to watch it after you come back?
Now that's an option for me to think about. I haven't quite given that much thought yet.
Ooh, you should totally live stream it if you can.
But normally when I watch porn stars on a live stream, I have to like play these weird credits. Do I have to do this with this video or is this free?
Yeah, and I hope there's not like those weird crazy pop-ups that come up after the window.
You know what? I don't think there's any pop-ups on any site that I have that has to deal with me. I don't like
pop-ups. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So if people go to cocobrown.net, what, like, say I called you, what could I expect?
Oh, well, this is just as I explained, this is a my phone site,
right?
And it has a phone number on it where people can directly call me and have a chat with me over the phone about whatever questions that they have. But I'm only available certain times now.
So. Okay. That sounds good. I was just looking up, your filmography. I loved you in the porn spoof Planet of the Rapes. That was one of my favorites. That's like my go-to. You were amazing in that. So I just want to give you props for that.
I think you're looking up the wrong Coco Brown, everybody.
Excuse me?
Wrong Coco Brown.
You may have your facts wrong on that.
Coco,
one.
Were you not in that?
Porno of the Rapes?
No, Planet of the Rapes.
I thought he's... Oh, I know. No.
That wasn't you?
No.
Look very Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Sorry, this is our producer. He's an idiot and doesn't know how to do research.
He's a bad Googler.
Come on, Josepher Coletta. That's not how we raised you.
Come on, Joe.
I don't recognize that title.
Oh,
man.
But you know, you never know, because the thing about with the porn industry is in the beginning, the people will always take the material that you did with them before and they'll just recycle it. And
right. It's like all those cum shot compilations I have.
Those are gross.
Right?
Well, yeah, people just will recycle the scene and put it in another movie and you'll just be like, well, I did that movie for another particular, you know.
Now, do you get paid for that when they do that?
No.
You don't. You got any royalty checks coming your way or no?
You don't for that. That's one thing that girls sign away.
Power of attorney. You got to hold on to that, hon.
Well, no, actually, I have rights for my things, but in the beginning.
Because you're a vet.
Because most don't do that.
You got to legal up.
About it. Absolutely. You got to have lawyers. You still have to be smart.
That's true.
And again, so our listeners can play along in the chat room. What's your Tumblr account? I was looking at that earlier.
Oh, my Tumblr is It's Coco Brown at Tumblr. Everything that I have, all of my social media networks begin with ITSCOCOBROWN at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
Now, I'm looking at it now. How long have you been post-op?
I'm sorry, what?
So here's the thing is that we were talking about the whole space thing. How long have you actually been training and what got in your head to do this is what I think Joe is asking, right, Joe?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't. Okay. What would you like to ask then?
Do you wear like a different wig every day? I love your wigs are really sexy.
Oh, you like my hair.
Yeah, well, wig.
No, I don't, actually.
One man.
Do you have like different colors for each day? That's so hot.
No, I wish I did, but I don't wear wigs.
What?
You don't?
No.
That's your hair?
Yes, what? It is. I paid a lot for it. It does belong to me.
Nice.
What the?
I am thoroughly enjoying your Tumblr. I'm now looking through your site and posting pictures of you in a NASA suit. Well, it's not NASA. SXC?
Sexy.
That's correct. The corporation that's doing it, the company.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
you look pretty good for a post-op.
What I thought before this whole thing went down was that you actually were going to be doing a scene in space. So you're telling us that's not the case?
That was just one of our fantasies, Dutch.
Well, you know, if it's possible, I still have time to think about it.
That's right, you do.
You know,
and why?
Because the whole thing is, I
just maybe go right.
People could have some suggestions for me. You know, tell me how I could actually make that work. Maybe send me in some suits with Velcro at, you know, in different spots.
On your head.
I'm assuming the best way to do it would be to get some sort of exercise bands where you can tie yourself to the other person so they don't float away in space and it would snap back, you know?
And
so
make the porn spoof, you call it, instead of gravity, you call it grab a D and then everyone will know. And you sell it, boom, millionaires.
Wait, are you grabbing
so quick?
Are you grabbing D breasts or
D's nuts?
No,
so, Coco. Sorry about that. They're being silly. Sorry, Coco. What was your main inspiration to go to space? Is it to be like the first of your kind in space?
The first of my kind, like a porn star.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. I know we are strange creatures.
No, I mean, is that like the goal you want to set?
No, it was just that I thought.
Oh, good. All right, because they beat you to the punch. Because you know about the first space test mission they sent up.
Well, XXC is always raining.
Already, so.
Yeah. But I'm not making history.
No,
I'm not ready to go up yet, you know, so they have to keep doing the training.
Right. Okay.
And why not? I got the opportunity. I was proposed with the opportunity to do it. And it was, how can you pass up something like that if you are brave enough to do it?
Absolutely. Right. I wouldn't have the guts to. Good for you.
You know, I mean, I'm not giving it much thought. At what exactly is going on.
Well, I'm just afraid of heights. That's all.
Me too, but I go bungee jumping and I do all those things.
By the way, I hope you don't tell your co-pilot that you don't give it too much thought about what's going on.
No, I'm not, because otherwise I think I would be more afraid. because everyone else is like, oh my gosh, why are you not afraid?
Right, right. So, and do you think like you could be put in danger if like you start to get naked in front of the pilot and your dick comes down and the pilot's like, oh my God, it's just like, ugh, you know?
Well, I haven't been told yet if there's an autopilot yet on the plane, so maybe there will be.
Oh, well, maybe in 2015 there will be an autopilot. Maybe it hasn't been invented yet.
Hopefully, and then we could actually have our sex scene up there.
How big is your cock? Coco.
Whose cock?
Yours.
Mine? Oh, you mean the cockpit at the plane?
No, 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 between your legs.
I don't have one. Should I
What? Ask? Wait, I've been looking at your Tumblr pictures. You can't tell me you don't have a dick. Coco.
Why would I have one?
Look at your goddamn face. Coco, come on. How big your dick is? Just tell me how big your dick is.
Shut up, Joe.
I don't think you're looking at the right person.
He's a comedian that doesn't like to do anything else. We don't really know this guy that well.
Okay. Well, maybe that's a different Tumblr page. I don't know.
Do blacks get circumcised? Do you have a circumcised cock?
Jesus, Joe.
I'm just
curious.
Relax, dude. You're making all of us uncomfortable here. Sorry, he's a local comedian. We don't really know him that well.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, shut up.
Actually, I do think most black men get circumcised. Absolutely.
Why
Do you prefer that? If an uncircumcised guy on set showed up, would you be grossed out?
I only did my scenes with condoms. I was condom.
Also, it wouldn't matter.
If there's a condom on it, then I guess not. I didn't really care about the guy, but it would have been actually probably better, yeah.
3 out of 4 black porn stars die of AIDS within the first 4 years of them starting out. Does that scare you at all?
Joe, where are you getting these facts from?
Where are you getting these facts, Joe?
You know what? I haven't did a movie since 2003, and I was only in the business 1.5 years.
That's why it's alive.
Hold on. Time out. Time out. I got to back up. Joe, shut the fuck up. Seriously. Shut up. Stop it. This isn't your show. Shut up. Really? You're only in it for 1.5 years? Does that really make you a porn star or more of like a porn bench warmer?
Well, the fact is that I actually was nominated the first 6 months I was in the business. And then after that, and then I won again. So I guess that makes me a star. And then actually, I'm still pretty well known.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? I was asking a question. I wasn't implying anything. Apparently, you made a huge dent there while you were there for 1 year.
That does help make you a star, right?
It does.
Guess, hey.
And an award is better than not having an award.
Well, you know, I guess so. You know, I got in and got out. Oh, no pun intended.
Yeah. Joel, where's your award?
I actually have an award
no, you
in
don't.
Colorado football history for most negative yards on a punt. So.
Well, that's not something you get an award for.
Well, I didn't say it was a good one. I just said I have it.
The coach is probably just mocking you.
No, everybody's mocks me about it.
See, Coco actually won something for realsies. You're just...
So what have you been... Since 2003, it's been 10 years, right? Like, what have you been doing since then, aside from getting your pilot's license?
Actually, I just started doing that. I was just doing the normal thing, living life and living in Germany, living in Europe, doing my music, just...
What made you want to go to Germany, by the way?
Oh, that's a cool story. I got married.
That's why I asked it.
Yeah, I got married.
To who? Don't know his name, but is he another guy in the business? Is he
God, no, never.
Is he a white nigga?
Is he a white? Well, I don't think he would be very happy to hear that.
Because he's not white?
Oh, he is white, but I don't think he would be happy to hear that.
Why? He has a sense of humor?
Well, you know, he's German. Germans are really kind of funny about things like that.
Oh, yeah, they still hate the Jews and blacks. So that's odd. Do you get married in Germany?
Well, you know, well, no, actually, they don't really hate the Jews and the blacks. They only hate the Turkish people.
Well, that's fun. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you
got to hate someone.
Germans don't like Turks?
You got to hate someone.
They don't like the Dutch. I'm very sorry. They call you guys.
Don't be sorry.
What?
Dutch people are assholes.
Hey, you guys
hold
are
on.
Like
we
the
missed
lowly...
a Coca. What do they call the Dutch people?
They call them cheeseheads.
That's
like, great.
Because you guys like your cheese and your windmills and you're stupid.
Okay,
you're so stupid in your little car.
I want to say something right now. I am a, and Joe, I think you're going to agree with me here. I am now a humongous fan of Coco.
Because, she's great. She's got a great sense of humor.
I'm being serious. Because Coco, I'm going to tell you, this is Royce. Normally we get people on here and they don't have a good sense of humor. And they're like, oh, you're so mean. And we get evil emails. I have to say, and we've done a lot of interviews, I love you. You're welcome to call in anytime. And Joe, I'm sure you agree too, because
she's great, honestly. I was just joking around, Coco.
Yeah, we're messing around.
Great sport.
You're absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And you've probably become one of my favorite people just for putting up with that, because not many people can. So honestly, this is me being 100% honest. That was absolutely great.
Yeah. Putting up with Joe was under the rest of us.
With Joe, that's what I meant, specifically with
really
Joe.
Actually mad at me in real life, but I was just joking around. You really have a great sense of humor, Coco.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, which makes you that much hotter.
We don't want to keep you around forever, but let us let you plug your things. So tell us where we can find you and what we should be looking out for.
All right, you guys. Well, of course, you can reach me on my Instagram, which is It's Coco Brown at Instagram, and everything else, considering my Tumblr and Facebook and Twitter. Everything begins with ITSCOCOBROWN. And any social media network you decide to look for me at, I'm there.
And in 2 years, we'll look up and see you in space.
That is correct.
Possibly nude.
Possibly
Marie,
nude.
Stop with the nude. It's not going to happen.
It's sexy.
I think Marie's more obsessed with this than anybody.
I know, seriously.
Right there. How about that?
All right. How about a clear suit?
All right.
Well, good luck, Coco. We look forward to your updates.
Okay, thank you.
On this mission. It takes a lot of balls.
Yes, it does. Too bad I got them cut off, right?
See what I mean? You're awesome, Coco.
Oh, I really like her
I
now.
Do too.
Fucking awesome. Coco, you really are awesome, though.
Thank you for calling, Coco.
Have a good night.
Thanks
for calling.
Coco. We really do appreciate it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I cut her off. Oh, well.
Oh, that was fun, man. That's all. I'm going to say it again, even with her off. She was awesome.
A great sport.
Fucking great, dude. Seriously. That was, she really was.
She took it better than Dutch
yeah,
did.
To Joe, those were the hackiest
really,
shock
hacky?
Questions Uh-oh. You could possibly. Okay.
Yeah, wasn't dude, funny like, at all.
I was laughing.
Go with something goofy and funny, but don't go with right. the hack racial
Can
shit.
I
that
say,
was just hack.
I yeah. was laughing.
No, that was hack.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Dutch. I was laughing. I thought it was funny. I'm not. Well, I mean, I'm not picking sides. I'm just saying.
No, I'm not saying you're not entitled to your opinion.
They were laughing.
No, they weren't. Everybody's saying, shut the fuck up, Joe.
No, that was two girls. That was Dolly and Kelly. Everyone else was laughing.
Okay, fine. But I don't care what they said. I'm just saying, from me personally, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That was a hack shock bit you were trying to
play. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Dutch.
Guys.
Well, I didn't ask you to come on. Royce did.
Guys, whoa.
Well, now I know.
Whoa.
I told you that from the beginning. This,
okay.
No, you're just telling me now.
No, sorry. Dude, it's just, if you want to be silly and have a bad interview, fine. But you're forcing it to try and become a bad interview. Like, come on, man.
But
thank you for your
it was forced. It was completely forced. That's what the problem was.
But
right, you're right.
But I am right.
But
of course.
But it was a good interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we turned it around.
Well, it was a team effort. There's some. Joe,
all I'm saying is I don't care if you don't. I don't care about any racial jokes or anything like that. But it was just such a. It was too forced. Relax.
Okay,
I'm trying too hard sometimes. Man.
I don't want you guys to fight, but I thought it was.
I'm not fighting. I'm just pointing out a fact. He was trying too hard, and it was too forced.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I thought I.
I'm new
it.
With this whole thing, Roy. So yeah,
I'm not trying to pick sides.
I'm just saying that's the point. Is that you're a veteran. I expect better out of you. That's my point.
Okay. You know what?
Dutch. Okay.
Okay.
What? You guys stop being uncomfortable. Just let two men fight for a second.
All right. Go ahead.
No, because you're right, dude, and I don't want to fight because it is your show, and I'm a guest, and I thought, you know,
I didn't.
I'm sorry,
I thought you were, dude. The thing is, no, here we go. Here's the honest truth. Yep. Royce told me you were going to come on, and I was like, oh, okay, Joe's going to be goofy with it. He gets it. You know, he's going to be funny. I didn't think you were going to go all full on racist, like, dude, and call
well,
her
not
dude.
Real racist. It's over the top on purpose.
I know.
You've never heard
that's
me
my
before.
Point.
Have you
no.
not been on my show? What the fuck?
Listen
you,
to me. Listen
what are you
to
surprised
me.
At?
I'm not surprised at that. I'm surprised at how. That's my point. It was the shellacky, racist shock jock thing to do. Not racist, as in I'm offended or it's offensive. I was more getting heat up, going like,
This is so...
Oh, I'm so sorry, Dutch. You want to have a really serious interview with a
black porn star
that
wants to go into
fucking
no,
space. A porn star that wants to be an astronaut. I had no idea you were going for a fucking Sony Award interview. I had no clue.
Listen to me. You're not letting me hear my point. My point is that if you're going to have a bad interview or have funny questions or anything like that, do something a little more original than asking her if she's a gorilla or a chimp in space. Or
that was,
you know
that was
I mean?
One joke that was funny.
Two.
It was meant
Planet
to be
of the Apes
tough.
And the fucking dude.
It,
come
no,
on.
It's actually Planet of the Rapes. Get it right.
Whatever. Okay.
I appreciate the radio advice.
I'm not giving you radio advice. I'm good. Telling you.
No, no. You're that was telling me how so, I don't know what I'm doing because it's over the top force. It's too
it's not your
hacky.
Show. I'm not. I'm telling you what. This isn't your show.
I know. That's why I don't want to keep arguing with you. It's your show. So do your show. You guys have a good show. All right. Have a good show, guys. All right. Have a good show. I'll talk to you later. Later, guys.
Stop with music. I wasn't looking to have a serious interview. I thought it would actually be like a goofy interview and we would have like fun, like kind of poking fun at her, but not to the far right extreme that he went. It was like, come on, man.
I mean, whatever. I'm just saying I disagree because I thought it was funny. I thought the listeners liked it from what I was reading. I didn't see anyone get offended. I don't even
see. No, I'm not saying it was offensive. That's my point. I didn't think it was offensive. That's I don't care. You can get as offensive as you want. I've said way worse stuff in the air. My point was is that it's just it felt so forced and hacky and just this whole trying to do a bad interview instead of allowing it to happen naturally.
I get it, but I was laughing really hard. So then, I mean, by your logic, then I mean, you got to understand. Then I guess I laugh at hacky dumb stuff. There, that's fine.
No,
then that's fine.
No. Don't try that form of argument.
I'm just saying. No, I'm not. I'm not doing like a girl. I'm just what I'm saying is that I understand your point, and that's fine. That's your opinion. But what I'm saying is that if you wanted to,
that's what I've said earlier. Your opinion of it being funny, I have no problem with that. I'm just saying my opinion was I thought that doesn't project anything on you.
No, I'm not. Dutch, you misunderstand me. I'm not saying you're judging me or whatever. What I'm telling you is that. It's odd because normally I'm the first one who doesn't like the hacky stuff, and I was laughing very hard, and I didn't take the same out of the same conversation that you did. That's all. I'm not judging you for what you think. I'm just telling you.
The thing is, and for him to immediately go to, we want to have a serious conversation. No, I thought we were going to have a weird interview and maybe have like fun with it, but just to go for the obvious, you know, the obvious black jokes and the obvious. Porn star jokes. It was like we're more creative than that. I thought, you know.
I guess
you didn't see my point at all. I didn't think we were going to have.
Appreciate that Dutch expects such a high quality of standard of humor.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are
both.
Is everybody coming down on me right now?
I don't think anyone's coming down on anyone unless it's snow on the Northeast weather joke. Am I right?
Yeah, even Dolly said Dutch. It was a good interview. Everyone seemed to like it, Dutch. All I'm saying is the listeners, the people we do the
I'm
show.
I'm not saying
hold
the
on,
interview wasn't bad.
Buddy,
I'm saying his direction
buddy,
was
buddy,
weird,
buddy,
and schlocky.
I understand.
Does anybody else hear me? Mitch, no. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Mitch is.
I'm hearing it, but I also thought it was very funny. And coming from Joe, I knew that's exactly what he was going to do. So.
See, I didn't know he was going to go that way. I thought he was going to go like in a different round. I didn't think he was going to go all racist. It's like, dude, come
it's
on.
Joe.
It's Joe.
I didn't see the problem with it. Me specifically, it's fine. The listeners seem to like it, but you know what? To me, did you give your opinion? Let me get mine. To me, you want to know what's more amateur than what you think is amateur? Discussing the interview on air 5 minutes afterwards and discussing how it could have been better and criticizing each other is just as embarrassing.
No,
or
it's
shitty.
Not.
Yes,
that's
it is
called,
to me.
That's called real
Excuse
life.
Excuse me,
radio,
sir.
Friend.
I gave you your opinion. I gave you your opinion, and I didn't fight you. I said that's your opinion, but you cannot tell me no to mine. That's my opinion. That's my opinion on radio. So you could have yours and let me have mine, okay?
Oh, okay, so fights on the air isn't good radio?
No, fights on the air are fine. But you, it wasn't even a fight. It was just you telling him that it was a bad direction and he hung up. So now you're not even fighting with the person you're mad at. Now we're just talking about someone who's not even here.
Good point.
So now we're just fighting over to what? Hypothetical?
Joe, I'll call you after the show. We'll talk it out, buddy. I love Joe. We'll figure it out.
So, yeah. Anyway, thank you, Coco. She seemed to take the interview better than Dutch.
She She did. She was a little trooper. Yeah. And again, she's probably been spun around in a centrifugal device to the point where she had 5Gs on her.
Yeah, but by the way, here's honestly, you guys can read back what I was typing in the thing. I actually wanted to bash her for, like, so wait, so you're trying to get press for being the first porn star in space, but you're not shooting a film. That is, like, I thought that's what the direction you guys were going to go. Be like, wait, what the fuck are you calling in for? That's where I thought the interview would go bad, and I'd be 100% fine with that. It was the other stuff that I was talking about.
It did
so I'm
seem
not,
odd that she didn't really think of any of the things that we thought of in 10 minutes. Right?
I'm just saying her publicist company sent an email saying she's planning on doing a film in space in shooting porn.
No.
And that's the reason why we're going to talk
no.
about it.
No.
So that's
what
I thought. We're, and then it just turned into.
Nope.
No. I never
Wait,
said
you
that.
Didn't say that?
I never said that.
No, I didn't.
I didn't say that.
Didn't say that.
But that's what somebody told
it's
me.
Just, no, it's just the email just said she's going to be the first porn star to go into outer space.
We
kind of
we went to that conclusion.
I actually
hoping?
Thought it was.
Yeah,
she
that's
was
the conclusion
too,
I got out of that.
But it didn't specifically say it.
It
was a little confusing. Like, she's a porn star. She's going to space. Why is she going to space? You know, we don't know. But I guess she'll figure it out in 2 years.
No. Whatever.
So, there's all that.
More Life Radio! If you're ready for pro wrestling like it's never been seen before, pro wrestling meant for an adult audience, and pro wrestling where nobody says brother or tells you you can't see them, check out Combat Zone Wrestling, the most innovative, high-flying, hard-hitting, ultra-violent promotion on the planet today. Combat Zone Wrestling. Visit us at www.czwrestling.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Hey. I hate those. I hate man cave bromance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I just hate because they're just bad made-up shit. I think it's in, like, the Urban Dictionary. You know, like, I think that's where they get that. It becomes part of Americana. I got my man cave. You know what it is? Guys who fucking talk about man caves like Coors Light commercials during football games, who think it's funny to watch a fucking beer commercial.
A post-op tranny has a man cave. Let's get this straight.
Very, very good.
Chaz Bono has a man cave.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Hey guys, when you're not listening to my shows, Lust and Love Radio and Daytime Divas, you should tune in to my pal Doc Fox's radio show called Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Go check him out. He's wicked cool. Totally pissa. We're going to go have some beers over at the bar. Mockout Radio, Wednesday nights, 11 p.m. More Like Radio. Boom.
Wednesday night at 11 p.m., tune in to More Like Radio for 2 hours of wrestling talk on Markout Radio with Dark Fox and friends.
Fistful of assholes!
Excuse me? Fistful of assholes? Really? You want me to say that?
Just do the bit.
All right, you're such a diva now that you have your own show with guest host Punchy, Greenway, and whoever else shows up on Skype or in Fox's creepy basement studio.
The smell of cum and beer doesn't make it creepy.
Maybe not, but the fleshlight does.
Listen, I have a healthy sexual appetite. Thank you very much.
What are the anal beads for?
Can you just do the bit?
Ugh, fine.
Jesus, and you wonder why people get Marianne to do the audio bits.
Markout Radio live every Wednesday night from 11 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. This is it, the
apocalypse. Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Look, Squatchy, it's our new friend, Poochie.
What's that name again?
I forgot.
The name's Poochie D, and I rock the telly. I'm half Joe Camel and a third Bonzarelli. I'm the kung fu hippie from Gangster City. I'm a rapid surfer, you the fool I pity.
Oh, Poochie is one outrageous dude. He's totally in my face.
Yeah.
second hour of Dutch and Roy, so more like radio.com. I haven't heard this song in a long time. 954-573-2780. Or hit us up at morelikeradio.com. Live every, obviously.
Every Tuesday, you son of a bitch.
Every obviously.
Every obviously.
Yeah.
Every obviously, without fail, we are there.
Yeah, I probably should have placed that word better.
Every obviously, kids.
Or hit us up on Twitter. You were saying earlier that we had like a Twitter thing going on today.
There's so much music going on today. I think we'll
No. The Twitter hashtag.
Yeah. It has to do with music.
That's what he's talking about.
The hashtag was, and here, let me read what I tweeted. I put it on our More Like Radio Facebook page, which you should check out, by the way, guys, if you want to get all the deets on the
current.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even have that. If you haven't done it already, go fuck yourself. How about that?
We don't want to.
I don't think
anymore.
You should. I think if you haven't liked it, you should probably go there and like it. Because you know.
Mitch, shut up. I'm shaming them. You know how we treat the listeners. We shame them.
Like our own dogs.
Yes. Bad listeners.
So what?
Make them wear signs around their neck that said, I shit in the rug and now what I have was to I stay talking outside.
The hashtag, shameful 90s.
Oh, I said, Dutch and Royce need your help for tonight's show. In many ways, the 90s was worse than the 80s. What do you think is the most embarrassing music video of the 90s? Hashtag shameful 90s. Now, it has to be embarrassing music video that you liked. So we got a lot, and I mean a lot of people willing to admit horrible, horrible things they listened to in the 90s.
And the thing is, I'm probably going to love half of these.
All right. Well, we're going to start with Marie's because she's here. We're going to start with Ace of Base, and it's also alphabetical. So, Marie, why don't you explain why you were embarrassed of this video?
Well, I liked Ace of Base just like everyone liked Ace of Base for the 2 months it was popular.
They were the ABBA of the 90s.
Correct.
Yeah, good point.
And it's a terrible video. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think I saw it as a kid because I didn't have Google ability.
I don't think I've ever seen this video before.
Yeah.
So bad.
I've never seen it.
I looked it up. It's abysmal.
You know, I never saw it either, Dutch. It's good. I don't. Marie's the only one that saw this garbage. I mean, I knew
so
the song.
90s, though.
I knew the
black
song.
Black and white to the faded like soft light type of thing
or light show.
Seriously, right. The 90s liked black and white more than the fucking 40s did.
Right.
And they had no choice
because it was artsy.
They had no choice.
This is terrible, Bob. I'm sorry. This is fucking horrendously bad.
What, the song or the video?
Both.
They all kind of have the same face. If you look at the people from Ace of Base,
yes.
They all have the same like
no,
similarity.
Dutch,
because there's a lot of related. Inbreeding.
Dutch, everybody in the 90s had the same face.
Also
where
that.
Is Ace of Base from?
They're Norwegian?
Oh,
ABBA,
man.
Swedish.
I was going to say my ABBA line earlier would have made sense if it was from Sweden.
ABBA is Swedish. Ace of Base is, I think, Norwegian. I think. And I'm not going to bother to Google it because I'm looking at how awesome this video is.
Doing it now.
But they're not doing anything. They're just looking into the camera and doing
and
some
hopping,
hand motions.
And hopping a little.
There's just a couple of hand motions.
It's really bad.
They're doing a lot of this.
I'm tapping out with this. I can't anymore. But there's so many to go to.
They're Swedish, dude. Swedish pop Swedish. Group.
The okay. Next one was, Marie, if you can find out who sent it. Aqua Barbie Girl.
Aqua Barbie Girl.
Yeah. I actually like this video.
Yeah, me too. I'll admit it.
I think. At least I liked this
Here
video.
You go. Let's see.
This is
see.
Probably awful.
Okay, let's see. Let's see.
Oh, no. You want to go for a ride? Sure, Dad. Jump in. Here's the thing. I think they're doing this as like a parody and
like a spoof
thing.
Even if it's a spoof, it's
like
a bad.
They're really schlocking it up.
Even if it's a bad spoof. So either way, it's terrible.
I like the video.
Look, maybe you win
well,
me over.
In a Barbie world.
Maybe you win me over if at least the girl in the video wears a blonde wig, but she didn't go out of her way for that.
Guys, 90s, despite their...
Man, they really liked Frosted Tips in the 90s.
Who was the lead singer of this group again?
Jesus, I think.
Oh, okay.
You're my doll and my balls and my... All right. The next one was Color Me Bad. Ooh, this
oh,
is
Oh, the
bad.
Tony song?
Oh, no, this is Color Me Bad, not Tony. Here it is.
Oh, wait.
And by the way, this is the best quality of the video on YouTube, Dutch. Not that I pulled a bad one.
Oh, this was submitted by Maddie Matt and the Funky Crunk.
Thank you, Maddie Matt. Hurts so bad. Let's hear it. Ready? Everyone put on your khaki suits, khaki pants, khaki shirt, khaki sunglasses, and khaki
and corduroy socks.
Corduroy socks. Everyone ready. Here we go. Break it down now.
I like the fake video effect that they had at the very beginning where they put the record frame boxes around the outside.
I don't think that was fake. I think that's just the cameras are going to afford.
Now, is the video supposed to have these little fuzzy lines
of
it?
This is the best. No, it's not. This is the, I swear to you, I guess they lost all the footage. It got burned with all the Honeymooners original footage. So they had to like get this off of somebody's Betamax and put it on YouTube.
But do you know how much time and money it costs to make that kind of effect these days?
I don't know, 47
they
seconds?
They were ahead of their time.
Is a fancy ass filter that they put on top.
All right. The next one, I believe.
Wait, before move on, okay. The guy that's the lead singing looks like a gay ass George Michael. And
so
George Michael is gay. So, just put that in perspective.
That's pretty funny.
Before you move on past
that,
the lead singer from Aqua was Lene Crawford Nystrom Rosted, except the O in her third name, or Nystrom, is a zero with a line through it. I guess they're Danish-Norwegian pop group, so I guess the zero with a line through it is part of their thing. But she looks good. Still to this day, she aged well.
Yeah, but okay. Next one is Celine Dion. It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
This was another one that I submitted.
I don't know this.
Oh, you don't know this? I know this one. It's terrible.
I submitted this one because I made a stupid reference for Mitch last week, and because he said something about it was coming back to him now, and so I just started singing the song to him, and God. I just was like,
hold on, you're not looking at the lightning?
This video,
They're in a mansion.
It starts out with lightning and then mansion and then
Marie, there's a weeping angel.
Motorcycle and helmets and it's just, what's going on? I don't know.
Oh, this looks a lot like the Bonnie Tyler music.
Dude, how bad does Celine Dion want to be a fucking princess?
Exactly like the Bonnie Tyler music video.
No, how bad does Celine Dion want to be a fucking princess? She's vomit inducing.
She just has very elongated features.
I saw Dane Cook live and a joke that he did that didn't ever make it any of his albums was he started talking about Celine Dion and he's just like he ended a joke with something like, yeah, I'm in love with that, and then he was just like, or in love with that, according to Celine Dion. And then he just went into this whole thing, power of love, like, and he just started this whole bit about how Lirf is love or whatever, and that was a running joke I had with my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that dumbass Canadian bitch.
Why can't Dane Cook fix all those acne scars?
Dude, he's got a bad face.
It's really bad. It's really bad. All right, moving on from Celine Dion.
But she's such a good singer.
I know. The next one is another great singer.
She always looked 30.
Yes.
Rico Suave.
Oh, no. I always hated this song, and I think I've seen this video before, too, and I hate it.
Hold on. Is he wearing a leather jacket without a shirt? I'll be right back.
Of course he is. And by the way, this is another Matty Matt and the Funky Crunk submission, so thank you, Matty Matt.
Wow, Matty likes shitty music.
He liked a lot of shitty music. That is his own problem. This is the first Spanglish song that ever went mainstream.
Yeah, this was a huge song at the time. When did this come out?
I hope that... Yeah, the comments don't say when it came out. Hold on.
I think it was Dutch. I want to say 92.
Again, this video has some black and white filters. They fucking love the black and white.
I was going to say, there's some leftover from the 80s a little bit.
Because it's vintage!
All right.
The next one was submitted by Gary Cantrell from The Shoot. Heard on More Like Radio, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, God, this was so bad. Here we go. And remember, it started with a SportsCenter video with Dan Patrick.
Now on SportsCenter, union problems? No. Free the Blowfish get their own NBA franchise. Gary McCord drools the drool of who do you regret in the
remorse. It's not playing well.
Yeah. Really? Thanks, Marie.
It's not playing she cracked well at all.
It. Hey, Dan, 6'2", 185 pounds.
All right, well, since it's not playing well, mute it, and I'll just do it.
Okay, ready?
No,
catch up with
it.
Keep going.
Sometimes crazy. You wanna why?
Ooh, pretty good.
I'm such a baby. Yeah, don't from my cross.
Keep going. Keep going. Video? Keep going.
I've never seen this video.
I'm done playing because it's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Joey Lawrence!
I hate Hootie and the Blowfish.
Joey Lawrence? Wait, I've never heard this. What is this?
It's called Nothing My Love Can't Fix, of course. Now, everyone ready to jam?
Of course.
In like the late 80s, early 90s, where music videos had to be done in front of a graffitied wall.
Well, because it was street art. How else are you going to know it's urban?
Oh.
And also, boy, there's a lot of color.
Hey, remember when Joey Lawrence was like, whoa, whoa.
Remember that?
Everyone, remember that when that Blossom guy had that Hot Friend 6?
And everyone loved him because he was like, whoa. Remember that? He was like, whoa.
I've never seen a single
episode. And then Blossom had a big nose.
By the way, you know what else about the 90s? They fucking love jean shorts.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't?
You know what else they love?
My dad.
They also really love tying flannel shirts around their jeans.
Of course.
Well, where else are you supposed to put it?
Stupid idiot.
I know.
I didn't even know Joey Lawrence had a song. I didn't even know that Joey Lawrence had a song.
Just assume that every 90s actor had a music career at some point.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it was successful, but assume it happened.
It seemed like they're trying to capture like the journeyman thing of the 40s, like with Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and those guys.
Oh,
didn't quite pan out.
All right. The next one was submitted by, I believe, Marie, you have to look it up. I don't know.
IP Freely.
That sounds fake.
Ooh. Was submitted by John Papa Giorgio.
That sounds fake. From Papa's Basement, right?
Yeah.
Also heard on More Like Radio.
This is Crash Test Dummies.
Oh, no. Oh, I hate this band.
Let's get to the hook.
Sorry.
Yes, they were terrible, but this was played in Dumb and Dumber, which makes me like it.
Listen to his affected voice.
I will second this one because every time I hear the song, I just think about when they were walking in the middle of the desert because they fought with each other.
Yeah.
And it so makes me happy. But yes, the video and the song and the words are dumb as bricks.
Well, just his... He reminds me of Scott Stapp in the way that he just does his over-the-top, like... Like, the way he pronounces words.
Actually, I believe in VH1's We Love the 90s, this song probably got made fun of more than anything else.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I used to love that show.
Yeah, that was a great... Actually, it was a really good show.
They would make fun of it like, oh, this is the best song that has no lyrics to the refrain.
Next song!
Right, because then that's...
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
And then I love the whatever thing. They had like close to like 40 people they would interview for a whole segment. And then you could tell some people didn't have jokes at all. So you'd have like two people maybe commenting. If you had that many people all commenting on the same thing, you knew it was bad.
Yep. This one, the lead singer looks like George of the Jungle. He looks like Brendan Fraser's character of George in the Jungle in the movie George of the Jungle.
All right. The next one is Not a Surf. Do you guys remember this song?
No.
Really?
What? I've heard the band Not a Surf, but I don't remember. You keep playing it.
Maybe I've heard the name.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
The song.
Hold on. I think I can actually get a clearer audio of that. Hold on. Yeah, I'm playing the chair. YouTube's being a fucking son of a bitch tonight.
Seriously. Make it stop.
And it's okay. I can fix it. Give me a sec.
What's the song called?
Not a Surf. Popular. I remember this song. It was one of those like...
Do too, but I need to hear the chorus.
Here you go. Whoop. And play. And
this one was another one submitted by the shoot, okay, Mr. Gary.
Here you go, Dutch.
Ooh, look at the eyebrows on this one cheerleader. Oof.
Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene.
If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared.
Oh, wait,
for
this
the
does sound oddly
rejected.
Familiar.
Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too
but
serious.
You hate it when you have to wait for the hook.
Hold on, I'm talking because I need everyone needs to know I'm talking because I'm deep. It's in the 90s, so I'm going to keep talking. If I talk faster, I sound deeper.
I don't want to have to wait 40 seconds into the song to figure out what the song is.
No, this is a minute in. This is a minute seven so far. Now you know it?
Yes, now
I
know
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think it was this was in a football movie, wasn't it?
Probably. It's a bunch
just
of cheerleaders.
Just that pretentious talking over that's what the verses are. Fuck you.
You don't like... Aw, don't be such a meanie.
What's that one song where like the guy? Nah, never mind. It would take me for too long to try and explain.
No,
exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, hold on. Are we on the same page where he's talking about like
a punk song, right?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I have no idea what it's called.
That's my point. That's why I stopped myself. I'm like, no one's gonna know what I'm talking about except for maybe Mitch.
Well, I was thinking about it, but I didn't know who it was, so I wasn't gonna say anything. So.
And it's like every time I try so hard, and it's like everybody thinks that I'm just terrible, and I don't think I am. I think I'm good. And then it like kicks into this weird punk like thing, but it was really popular
for like
10
seconds. Yeah, for like 10 seconds. Then he goes back into his talking again.
Are you thinking, just rambling? Are you sure? And it was really popular for some reason on alternative stations.
Are you sure it wasn't detachable penis?
Maybe one was we have a delay here, but maybe one of the listeners can find it for us. I don't remember what it was called.
Well, while you do that, let's get to the next song. Tony, 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 Feels Good.
Oh.
This one was submitted by our Ukrainian friend, Dennis. By the
way, the hot new band over there in Ukraine, by the way.
Did you know that all Ukrainian women have conch shells for vaginas? Fun fact.
I'm going to do another. I love
unless,
this song.
Dennis calls in and
Dutch,
it,
look at the clothes. Look at the clothes they're wearing in this video, Dutch.
Jesus. This can't be 90s.
It looks like when Lonely Island makes fun of it.
Is this what 90s black people did?
Yes.
Yes. It is exactly what 90s people black. Or
it 90s looks. It looks like Earth, Wind. It looks like Earth, Wind and Polyester.
Try that sentence over again.
Nope. Not gonna.
Yep.
Man, they love choreographed dancing.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Man, you know, whatever happened to non-offensive and aggressive black dudes? Like this is awesome. I just want to party with these guys. You know what I mean, Dutch? Like, they're not saying they're going to kill me or rob my bitch. It's like, dude, this is awesome. I'm going to party with these guys. We're going to have fun. We're going to wear colored costumes, hats. Fucking everyone has a bass guitar. It's amazing. It's a great party.
Dennis says that this song is the bane of his existence.
It's amazing.
Oh, they got, Butt Monkey and Pax, it was suicidal tendencies.
That's what it was. Institutionalized. I'll pull it up. I'll pull it up.
Okay, tell me when you have it, Dutch, and I'll miss you at this.
So, have we
once there was this kid who didn't pull up the song fast enough, so Royce had to fill some
now, hold on. Is
time
that,
till he was ready.
Is that Collective Soul or
did he
or
find
Creed,
it from
or Collective Soul Cat?
Or Collective Soul Cat. Is it Collective Soul Cat?
Meow.
No, 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 no.
There's always someone there going, hey, Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away, and, like, maybe you should talk about it. You'll feel a lot better. I go, no, it's okay, you know? I'll figure it out. Just leave me alone. I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk
terrible.
About it.
Terrible. I don't like this.
I go, no, I don't want to.
Stop
okay.
it.
I'll figure it out
stop
myself.
Stop it.
Ah.
It's getting more uncomfortable.
This is a terrible song.
Make it stop. It's just yelling.
Hold on, dude. I have to send you this video. These guys, the punk guys, are the worst actors ever because you could tell that they made this song like on the fly.
Okay, Dutch, can I get I have one more song. I have one more song and then we could do that, please.
All right,
one more song. Shameful 90s. One more song. And everyone knows this one. Everyone knows this song.
Everyone?
Erwan in the club getting tipsy.
Vitamin C graduation.
Oh,
Oh, this red-haired bitch, I hated her because she, oh my god.
Wait, who submitted this one? More Like Radio submitted this one.
Wasn't me.
Oh, we did?
It wasn't me, but someone else at the account.
All right, one of our admins submitted it and didn't change it over to their name. Just get to the good part.
There isn't one.
No. As we go on. That part.
Oh, this song's so bad.
No, it's great because it reminds us that we graduated that one time.
I was so attracted to vitamin C for some reason. I have a thing for redheads anyways.
And orange juice.
Both. Yes. My hair was both.
Big fan.
As we go on,
go
I already don't know my high school friends anymore because it's been 3 weeks after high school and now I have a job and a career and I'm in college.
That or I'm in college.
Yeah, no, exactly. How about a realistic graduation song? How about a real one? How about it's like, I'll forget you as soon as I get a blowjob in my dorm. Boom. Song over.
No, when I hear this song, I just think, oh, I remember high school. Wait a minute. Fuck high school. Everyone was a dick.
Thank you.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was hated.
Hey, fuck you, everyone that didn't keep in touch with me. Go fuck
yourself.
Yeah,
why'd you write KIT?
KIT in your phone number that you changed.
KIT my ass.
You're a bitch.
Fucking slut.
Best friends forever? Yeah, more like best friends for 1.5 years.
I can't tell you how many graduations I went to that had this as their song.
Well, either this or
how
Green
many times
Day.
Did you graduate?
Well, different graduations that I went to, like friends that I, because I went to a, Roy,
you
know,
invited to a lot of proms.
We went to the church youth group, and I had a bunch of different friends from all different high schools, and we went to the graduations, and it was just awful.
Why do they have to keep showing Vitamin C's midriff the whole video?
She's got a sexy midriff, that pale skinned little vixen.
That's all people could do in the 90s is show midriff.
Yes. She was cute back then. Hold on. Look up. Here we go. Roy's. Yeah, just scroll up. I have the suicidal tendency. We don't have to go to. Actually, we can move on from this. Like, it's not that. Yeah, it's not worth it.
Because,
I actually would rather watch her.
Well, before that, Dutch, it's because before that, Dutch, we do have a new. Blah, 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 blah.
We need to get a stinger for this.
Well, no, I do. I just did it. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, no, Mitch was talking about we got to get something together. He's like, Mitch, that's your mission.
Yeah,
just
I know. I was
fucking bit.
I'm working on it.
So. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's blame Mitch. I like that better than blaming me.
Blame Mitch for
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, Mitch.
In the meantime, we'll just go with this.
Ah! You got knocked the fuck out, man.
There we go.
Okay, perfect. The song is B.A.P. Hurricane. B.A.P. Hurricane. We ready?
Okay. Do we any go. Setup for this or no?
It's, well, just watch. How about that?
Okay, in Vegas. Yeah. I'm gonna guess Taiwanese, right?
Some, I don't know.
Amazing.
Here we go.
Honestly, this sounds like any song you've heard in the club.
I actually kind of digging it so far.
Yeah, what's bad about this?
Well, what's bad
look
about
back, it? They all look like 80s boys.
Whoa, these are guys?
Yes.
No. Hurricane guys.
Like a laser hurricane.
Ooh, dude, a laser hurricane here. Hey, Dutch, at least you're not auto-tuned.
No, but I think they are.
Oh, really? I'm not an audio expert like you, Dutch. I believe you. I believe you.
I don't hear it.
What are they wearing? They look like gay future ninjas.
I can't. Like back to go back to Back to the Future, like what they thought the future would look like.
This is fucking terrible. This guy has way too many
earrings.
That guy's earrings.
Wearing a double tie.
And double earrings.
And double vision.
Don't do it, Mitch.
Actually, that's what she said.
Oh, they have a rapper in the group.
Seriously, someone please explain to me what's someone explain to me what's bad about this. I'm having a hard time seeing.
Oh,
it.
Pink's in this video. That's kind of cool.
What?
Oh no, it's just a guy.
No,
sorry.
Guy
are you sure? Because it looks like Pink.
What the fuck is up with his hair? Is he wearing a cow outfit?
This is the weirdest cat food commercial I've ever seen.
Now, some tells me they're not in... Are they in Vegas?
I don't... Maybe they're in the Korean version of Vegas. Well, they drove by a Ross, so they're probably in Vegas.
Okay. All right, well,
Ross Vegas.
It is Vegas. Okay.
Man, where can I find some fly gold jeans like that?
This guy has like opera voice. The guy's a rapper. The other guy has like the short Justin Timberlake voice. Like, they
wait, did that sign just say four package. Queers?
Yeah.
Yes. Doesn't that what it says?
Yes.
I thought I misread that, and I didn't want to
no,
say it.
No, it says four queens. It's four queens. It's a casino in Vegas.
Oh,
queens. Oh. Well, actually, it still works though. They are four queens.
Hold on, they're breaking it down.
Up, hold on, here.
They're breaking it down. Turn it up now. Turn it up now. Grip
the mic and shout out to you now. Turn it up now. Turn it up now. Where did they park all their Toyota Supras?
I think I dropped it.
Are you sure?
I think so. Alright, this is what happened.
Fuck Jackie Chan.
Fuck Jackie Chan. Fuck Jackie Chan.
Right, I forgot about that. Wow.
Hated Jackie Chan.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Dutch. This video had a lot of lasers. They like the lasers.
They do.
They do not fuck around.
Hey, okay, lasers so can do a lot of stuff.
Basically what happened, you had a... I'm sorry, Marie, go ahead.
I had nothing of importance to say.
A dubstep DJ just recruited...
One D? One Direction?
What? No, it one DJ got together all these idiots and said, okay, we can make a boy band group, much like my boys in One Direction.
What? You don't know you feel
it. Yeah! Like nothing as good as this, white marine! Hands
this
up! I'm
never gonna get old!
Actually not. I just said that for the radio. Okay, enough of that.
Dutch, what? You said One Direction, because there's only one direction Macaulay Culkin's new band can go with his new song, The Pizza Underground.
Gay!
Are you in a new band now?
Yeah, it's called The Pizza Underground. Want to see the video? Of course you do. Here it is. I'm not going to give you a chance to say no. I'm going to just play it. It's happening. So come to terms with it.
This is his actual...
Yes.
You're not joking, right?
No, I swear to God.
And they're showing a clip from his movie?
Yeah.
Did he have to pay royalties?
And by the way, big ups to Hammy from Brainstew. He sent this to me.
This is the joke, right?
No, this is real. It's really low for some reason. Oh, that's them doing it live. Hold on, here you go.
What are they, the Lumineers?
Which topping should I say you want?
Hey!
The name of the song is called The Pizza The Pizza Underground.
Oh!
Papa John says.
Is it cheese crust stuffed? Is that crust cheese?
Why can't you die of heroin overdose like a man, Macaulay Culkin? Why do you have to put us through this? What do we do to you?
Did you hear that he smoked?
We left him alone two times.
Cigarettes a day. I think he's gonna die.
So this
is just the same video looped over and over of like there's no in his face. This is stupid. Why are we playing it? Stop.
Listen
playing.
To the song. Listen to the words, man. No, it's not.
I'm beginning to eat the slice.
It's not a joke. It's really good. Hey!
It's just this song, except live. And with Macaulay Culkin.
Hold on, let me try. Lower that for a second. Okay, now yours?
You know what? I got it. Macaulay Culkin is a new age Randy Newman.
I wish you'd be a new age Randy Savage and die of a heart attack.
All right, here's the story. You can keep playing. All right.
Dutch, you're, I don't know, Dutch, but your connection's dying.
It's probably because we're playing two YouTube videos. I'll stop mine.
McCall?
Nope. I stopped mine. He's still... I'm Joel, and I'm dying.
There he is. Hi, Dutch. You're fixed.
All right. I got rid of the video.
Yeah, that fixed it. Go ahead. Sorry. Anyway, the song's really good. This is what happened. Guys, you didn't hear. Dutch broke up, but I have a direct feed. We have an ISDN line, so this is what he said. I'll read it back from Dutch. Don't worry about it. I have a transcript here. It said, I really, really, really love that song. I would really appreciate it if you could play all 9 minutes of it. No problem.
Nine
well, if you have an ISDN line to me, why wouldn't I use that in that moment?
Dutch, why don't you shut the fuck up? Don't question my logic.
There's some weird logic there, buddy.
You have weird logic.
And a weird face.
You don't even understand. This song's about pizza.
All the songs about pizza is a joke band. It has to be.
You're a joke band.
I know, but I'm just
saying. Yeah, a joke band with a 9-minute song about pizza. Go fuck yourself.
Go. Here's his demo. Can I list the name or the 9 tracks that are on this thing?
Sure, I would love to hear.
Pizza Hut, Papa John's.
No, Papa John's.
California
John says
Pizza
is the
Kitchen.
First one.
Pizza Fusion, CeCe's Pizza. There's a whole big demo.
Yeah, Papa John says is the first one. I'm Beginning to Eat the Slices, the second track on this. The third track.
Two guys or girls in a pizza place.
Nope. It's even more creative than that. It's called Pizza.
I wonder what it's about.
What's that one about?
Number four.
I wonder if
I'm
there's jeans in that truck.
Delivery man.
Or woman.
Five is Cheese Days.
How high were they?
Six is Pizza Day. Seven
is that a cover of Aquabats?
Yes.
Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburgers and chocolate milk.
You would know that, and me. Only you and me would know that.
Friday was Pizza Day, the best day of the week.
And that was like one of their off albums. That was even on like one of their major albums. How the fuck do you know that, Mitch? That's why I love you. Anyways, okay, number seven is All the Pizza Parties. Eight is Pizza Gal. And nine is Take a Bite of the Wild Slice. I hate this.
Take a Bite of the Wild Slice? That's pretty good.
I'm impressed on how versatile they are. There's really a great range in concept on this album.
You don't know about their follow-up album. It's going to be called Calzones.
I think Marie, you're right. They're how high were they? They were so completely big. And it's like, Hulk Hogan's like, I got enough money. Let's go to the studio and do it right now. Hence the quality of the sound here.
They just took two tambourines and some pizza boxes and just sung a chorus.
If anybody clapped at the end of this, they should be all fucking murdered. Because
there's
because I'm getting mad. I can't even play along that it's good anymore. Because it's like I know at the end of this, some fucking hips are guaranteed in fucking Soho or some shit. Was like, oh my god, it's so brilliant. It's like the song's about pizza, but it's really
you
about
just
its soul.
Don't get it? Because there's two levels.
Hold on. I don't know if this is a comparison or a jab at them, but in a sentence in this little article, it says, as the name suggests, they reimagined the VU catalog and other Lou Reed songs.
Lou Reed?
Yeah, these are Lou Reed songs. Yeah. Huh.
But all these songs about pizza. I don't know what that means, but...
Maybe if I get high and eat pizza, I can enjoy
the
song too.
Demo was recorded live. I'm sorry, Marie. The demo was recorded live at Macaulay Culkin's house on November 11th, 2013,
never forget.
According to the Pizza Underground Bandcamp.
Underground Bandcamp?
They recorded this on an iPhone.
Fionn.
Really?
I couldn't tell.
Why is this story? Why am I talking about this?
Because it's really good. Okay, I'll stop. Sorry. Go ahead.
You're not going to stop.
I'm done. The song's over, actually. I can't even play anymore if I want it. No, it's over.
The worst.
It's over.
It's over that you could replay it, though.
It's not over. It's only just 3 more minutes left. Swear to God.
3 minutes left in this one song?
Yeah. What's the big deal? It's pretty good, right? It's pretty good.
Apparently, all of GoDaddy just went down.
What?
Wait, we're not on anymore?
No, we're streaming.
Not
we're
only
streaming.
Is our site not available, but Dennis is saying that GoDaddy's servers are not responding.
TuneIn's still running. I can tell you that because I can see we're connected there. So anyone listening on TuneIn still got us.
I don't know where
it says here, connection status, bot error.
I don't know where our $20 a month are going, but it's obviously not to the servers.
Oh, no.
Anyway, they could use TuneIn. Just Mitch
tweet
that.
Can't even tell them in the chat room because they're not there.
I can tweet it.
There you go.
Tweeting now.
All right.
Use a TuneIn app.
Who killed?
Roger Rabbit.
Okay. Fair enough. Anyway, what were you saying? The song you want to keep hearing? Here it is.
No, it didn't have another one.
Oh, yes. This one's...
I mean, we're not in front of a live audience right now, but whatever, for the podcast.
No, we are. We're tuning in. People are listening, Dutch!
We actually do have a lot of people on TuneIn.
I know we do. So you always insult them. You insult them.
I'm sorry, TuneIn listeners. I apologize.
And then off air, I was like, God, sometimes you're so mean to me in the chat. I'm like, I don't know, Dutch. Probably because you always yell at them. All right. The next one is, I'm nice to them all the time. Touch My Body.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I just, with English. You like karaoke? Sure.
Okie dokie.
Because I love it. Touch My Body by Chinese Name. I don't really know exactly how to pronounce it.
We're obsessed with Asian pop bands.
Because they're the most successful.
They really are.
It makes sense. Okay, let's see if I get to hear this. Yes, Marie.
Hey, Niggity, what's going on?
Hello. Yes, we know the site died.
Oh, no. I just wanted to reassure Dutch that we can still hear live. My audio coming out, so.
Yeah,
thank you,
there you
Patrick.
Go.
And by the way, Marie, he's not naked anymore.
Yeah, his name is Patrick.
It is in Skype.
It's Patrick.
In Skype, it's not.
I don't have Skype. I'm calling you on a telephone. It's a phone.
Yeah, you labeled him as that when he first called in the first time.
Well, my mistake. Hi, Pat.
That's okay. I just want to make sure Dutch is performing up to standard. We are listening.
Yeah, he's pretty drunk. He's up to standard.
Dude, I haven't performed up to standard in the last 6 months. So.
All right. I appreciate your honesty. Have a good night.
Later, Pat. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Love you, buddy.
I love Pat. Okay.
I miss Patty.
All right,
I'm glad he listens now. Can he not listen during the Wednesdays? He normally listens to on Tuesdays, right?
I don't know. I see him in the chat
every
now and
then. You should have asked him when he was on the phone instead of me afterwards.
He
has no way to tell you.
He's a good caller.
Now we'll never get him back.
All right. This is Touch My Body.
Okay.
But it's a karaoke song, but whoever labeled it
perfectly.
Hold on. Before I play it, I need to tell you how it's labeled. It needs to be told. They labeled it Touch My Burry. T-U-T, hold on, T-U-T-S.
Were they Asian?
M-Y-B-A-R-R-E-H. Yes, they were Asian. Here it is. I'm sorry. Aww. The title made me laugh very hard. I didn't realize what it was till now. Okay, here it is. Here it is, play.
Oh, I know this song. This is a Mariah Carey song.
Not this version.
Oh, yeah. I know that you've been waiting for me. I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I'll be all over on you. I know you got that fever for me, 102. Boy, I know that fear doesn't my temper through. If there's a camera up a hill, then it's only with me when I do. If there's a camera up a hill, then it's best as a flick on YouTube. Cause if you learn your mother, break up out of secret rendezvous. I will hunt you
the
down.
Good thing is he is the voice, baby, of an angel.
He does.
Like
beautiful.
But this is private. Between I touch my body.
He is what his parents refer to as perfect pitch. Or perfect rich. I am very sympathetic.
Rape me in my thighs, I think he just said.
Give me water dessert.
You can put me on
your like a brand new IT. I'll hug you better tighter than my favorite cheese. I want you to caress me like a tropical breeze. I float around with you in the Caribbean Sea. If there's a camera up a hill, then it's only with me when I do.
It's so good.
Do. If there's a camera up a hill, then I best let's flick on YouTube. Cause if you learn your mother, break a bottle, seek a rendezvous. I will
hunt you down. Cause baby, I'm up in my business like a Wendy interview.
He doesn't feel comfortable getting out of that falsetto.
I am mesmerized.
This guy's awesome.
Look at his tank top.
This is like a lullaby. It's putting me to sleep.
I love this.
What an angel. I love his little dance.
His thing is, like, he's actually on tune about, like, 73% of the time.
Is he saying you know you love my cock?
I think he means you love my cock. This was put up.
This is how lead singers of Journey are found. Put me on the floor, bless me around. Play with some more, touch my
body, throw me on the bed. I just wanna make you feel like you never did. Touch my body, it's just... let me rip my
thighs. I can't stop looking away. It's like 9/11.
Touch my body, know you love my
car. Come on and keep me. I just imagine, I'm not watching a video. It's just, I imagine he's a Muppet. He sounds like a Muppet. This is the worst piece of bullcrap I've ever heard.
You want to know what's even worse than that? Royce spelled died. D-I-D-E.
Well, that's probably just dyslexia when you're typing.
What did I do?
He had all the right letters. So what if he puts it in the wrong order?
And the thing is, because you have... your thing linked to the More Like Radio Twitter. Both, I was just scrolling through Twitter here, and it said, GoDaddy, D-I-D-E, use TuneIn.
Yes,
ASAP.
I know. I was typing really fast on my phone. I apologize.
I know.
Sorry,
that's
I'm doing 50
funny.
You don't even... you know, Dutch, I'm not going to let you... I'm not going to let you touch my burry. There'll be no bird touching when you're around.
Oh, my God, I love this guy. I'll mix my room phone.
Fever for me 102. Well, I mean, the fever's probably swine flu.
If there's a camera up here, it's
only I can't make him stop. Only God can.
When I do.
I do.
Yeah, dude. GoDaddy's completely done.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
It's toast.
GoDaddy is just being a total bitch tonight.
Yeah, it is being a little bitch.
Fucking kick GoDaddy's ass, I say.
Yep.
We're like, stop, mommy.
Oh, snap.
Fuck it. Oh, thankless. Oh, take my shirt off.
Snap. Maybe you stop spending so much money on fucking that 7 Danica Patrick and spend money on more servers, GoDaddy.
Oh,
snap.
Sick burn.
Snap.
Sick, bold-legged burn.
Did you?
GoDaddy, mama. GoDaddy, mama, so fat, she put a belt on with a boomerang. Oh, GoDaddy snap!
Why would you do that?
Sick bow-legged bird.
Yep.
What?
It's funny.
Sorry.
Did you guys see like her not happy with Jay Moore? I guess there was like a NASCAR type thing, and Jay Moore was the
was he being mean?
He was roasting everybody like the what you do, and apparently like she did not like it.
Why? Because she's a woman?
No, because I don't know. I saw part of it. I didn't see the whole thing, but just her. It was like a meme, like her face, just like.
Okay, well, I know it's something big because all I typed was Jay Moore, and the first thing that came up was Danica Patrick, Jay Moore.
Yeah, just play the video. Like, see if you can't
I can play the audio, but I can't play the video.
Yeah, just play the audio.
It's gonna be good.
First off, do you guys want to learn about Burger King?
Hey, dude, the video has to go with it. Like, I think just from what I saw. Play it from your end so you can at least see it.
I'm watching it. I can see it.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I can watch it. I just can't play it on the thing because everything's dying. Right. But first, I want to see this commercial about Burger King fries.
Okay, here what? What about their fries?
No, too late now. Now we have
Danica Patrick. Yes. Round of applause for a history maker. Danica Patrick is here. Welcome, my love. Yes. Danica, I hope you're not too uncomfortable tonight. I know you're not used to being this close to the front.
Oh. Zinger.
She loses a lot.
Yeah.
Because she's a woman. And they can't drive. Ooh. Wow, her boyfriend. Is that her husband? Who's that guy next to her? Is that her husband, boyfriend?
I don't know if it's a husband or boyfriend, but he's with her.
And wait, I thought she was married, though.
Whoever it is really angry.
Oh, it says boyfriend Ricky Stenhouse
Steamboat.
Jr.
who's also a
It's a comedy
racer,
show.
Right?
Jeez Louise. Danica, of course, became the first woman to win the pole at Daytona. In one move, Danica Patrick silenced all of the haters, and we at NASCAR and the fans respect that. Round of applause for Danica Patrick, ladies.
I have a feeling that he's building her up. He's doing something called a compliment sandwich.
Right. Oh, the Oreo.
And there's going to be something mean coming and then something nice in the at the end.
Gentlemen, very, very lucky to have you here. Somebody put a smile on that face. Danica is here with her boyfriend, NASCAR Sunoco, Rookie of the Year, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. You don't really have to applaud for him. Danica, Danica's the star. We know that.
Look
Danica.
At this. Oh, no.
Oof. Oh, man.
His face.
I'm getting awkward. Dutch, I'm getting so awkward
right
now.
It's just these two that just don't get it. Like, dude, aren't you from the South? Like, don't you get made fun of all the time? You keep playing.
By the way, I'll say
this is the part that I saw. Like,
Moore is fucking destroying. This is hilarious. Let me play a little more.
Wrecked Ricky this year at New Hampshire. That's a wacky relationship when you wreck your boyfriend in a race. In New Hampshire, she wrecked Ricky. Ricky, let me give you a little advice, just guy to guy. Next time your girlfriend asks you, does this fire suit make me look fat? Just say no, brother. I admire.
They look like they're witnessing their child getting raped in front of them. Like, I cannot describe the look
dude,
any other
she
way.
Has
why would he be saying such things?
And he's not even being that mean.
He's not, but like, dude, that
he's being incredibly hurtful. That's how I imagine she thinks.
Oh, maybe what she should do is get a nose job.
Fire Danica and Ricky very mug on. I want to take a time out and give a very special thanks to the director of the show for getting cutaway shots of people not laughing. I'm looking at 2,000 people laughing their eyes at it. We just have Danica going, no, that wasn't funny at all. I admire Danica and Ricky for making the relationship work. Ricky knows what we all know. Sometimes the guy just has to step aside and let the woman lead. Just ask Kevin Harvick.
I don't.
Who's Kevin?
It's a racing joke, driver. I
Kevin
think.
Hart, like the black comedian. He's funny. I like him.
I don't get it.
Yeah. He's
okay. Who are the? Oh, okay. Now they interview her afterwards. Do you want to hear the interview?
I haven't seen this part.
Do you
want to
hear the
interview?
That's here.
And
oh, who's this monster interviewing her? Fucking Christ!
Is she wearing a barrel?
Yeah. Thank you, Dutch. She looks like something Donkey Kong would throw to get Diddy Kong back.
I of course have to thank the fans. That's why I have this award. I have amazing fans.
About the only award you're gonna get, bitch.
I'm so fortunate, and
I think
it's pretty safe.
And I have this fan. They are two amazing fans.
To say, Jay Moore is not one of them.
Bam! She roasted his ass back. Did you hear that? Zing!
I don't know if Jay's gonna be able to recover from that.
Zing!
Like a Marie's doing a...
Should we call Jay Moore? Is he okay? Is he on suicide watch? Because that was bad, Danik. I mean, even for you.
It was
like
low.
I know he was hurtful, but like you're like, he's not your friend. Like, the guy was just putting
like,
on
all
the
she
French.
Had to do was smile and laugh in that moment. Like, why did she actually have to take it for serious? Like,
do you understand how many people would love to get roasted by Jay Moore? Like, people pay money for that, you know? And you're fucking shitty.
She feels like she's above him.
You can pay money to get roasted by Jay Moore?
I got sort of naked on GoDaddy ads. I don't need to do this.
Yeah, remember that time Jay Moore roasted the entire country by making that mafia movie?
I'm a comedian from New York, and I've done a lot of Friars Club roasts. And there's a great saying with the Friars Club, you only roast the ones you love. So all the drivers that got tagged tonight by the monologue, you got to know what a huge NASCAR fan I am, and I love all of you. Specifically, according to my Twitter feed backstage, I am getting destroyed because of the one Danica Patrick joke, and I want to set the record straight right now. Danica Patrick, what you have done for the sport of NASCAR and what you've done for women's athletics.
Okay, I don't want... Look, there's still 30...
Okay,
it's
hold
not,
on.
It's
you're
not
losing me
not
now. You
stop.
Have
stop.
To get on the stage.
There's 40 more seconds, Dutch.
No,
I'm hoping there's
say
a turn.
Nice.
If there's a turn at the end, then he wins me. If there's not... okay, let's play it. Let's just play it.
Yeah, you know
I could not be more of a Danica Patrick fan.
Boo!
I love Danica Patrick. When I saw her do that interview and say, I have a lot of fans, except for Jay Moore, I was like, no, I need to address that immediately. We've reached a midway point in the show, and if it's anything like the actual chase, you're probably all wondering if Casey Kane and Ryan Newman are still here. You only roast the ones you love.
And that's it. That's the end of the video.
Boo.
Why, man, Jay, you shouldn't have said, you shouldn't have gone back. I love Jay Moore, and who knows what pressure's on there. But I mean, it's a NASCAR thing, bro.
Here's the thing is that he's a comedian. They have to address anything that comes up. So if anybody takes a shot at you, you have to point it out. So he fit a joke in there, making fun of other people with her as a segue, I guess. Right. I don't know.
That was terrible.
I don't know.
Now I don't like him anymore.
I think he's funny.
I love Jay Moore. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know if you should apologize, but fuck her. You know, she can't take a fucking joke.
He didn't
joke.
Apologize. He was using that as a segue.
Yeah, that's true.
He tried to smooth things over.
Fuck that noise.
He's Jay Moore.
And that's where I lost respect.
I was hoping he was going to smash right there at the end.
Me too.
I think it's time to wrap up, Dutch. It's midnight.
Yeah, well, Dutch.
You guys want me to play? Do I sound?
Oh no!
Okay,
I mean, I could play like an outro, but I'm just saying, like I was saying, hey, why don't you start asking? Hey, who's better?
Hey, where are we better than everyone else?
I don't want to do that bit anymore. I want to retire the bit.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, you got me. You're such a stinker.
We thought
you were such an idiot.
I fell for it like an agate dummy. Oh man, is my face red? No, seriously, I think I have blood pressure issues.
That's not good.
No, I'm kidding.
Go ahead, start playing it.
Well, I don't know what I want to play. I'm thinking of a cool song, guys.
Just start playing anything.
Fine.
Here, I'm just going to...
I'm randomly picking one. Ready? Here we go. And one, two...
And the song you searched is about to come up and...
I didn't search a song. I just picked one from the 90s bin that I didn't get to. They say
I have one.
So do I.
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying.
I hate this song. Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because I know the Aquabats and they're probably one of my favoriteest bands ever.
Yeah, I know. Fucking kids' cartoons.
I'm better than you because I had nothing of importance to say.
You can't cop out like that next time.
No, that was a callback from a quote I had earlier that everyone really loved in the chat.
Stupid Dutch.
Oh, I missed it. I'm sorry.
And I'm better than you because I pay attention to the members of the show.
And I'm better than you because... Because I'm going to call Joe after the show and make up with him about an earlier fight.
Make out.
Make out with
make
him?
Out.
Make out. You said up by mistake again, Dutch. I keep telling you, stop mistaking those two things.
Sorry, the up and the out thing. Keep fucking.
I know, I get it. Because after you make out, then it comes up and you stick it in his mouth.
Right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to listen tomorrow on Hippo Juice.
And you better not fucking steal my sunshine.
Exactly.
No, hey, are you listening? Don't steal my sunshine.
Does he like
we'll
butter tarts?
We'll see you guys next week.
Fuck, I'll call the cops if you steal my sunshine.
See you next week!
Don't steal my sunshine.
Jared! I love you!
I was flying on the bench, sliding in the park across the street. L-A-T-E-R, that lady. My stick. Bring the making straws out of big, that's the rippy trees.